Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Every year, one lucky independent musician is launched into the national spotlight as the winner of NPR's Tiny Desk Contest. Here in Massachusetts, nearly 150 local musical acts entered this year's contest. WBUR arts reporter and critic Amelia Mason listened to all of them. She and four other panelists selected WBUR's favorite local entry to NPR's Tiny Desk Contest, Lee Zangari and their song, A Man is a Man.
A man is a man, is a man, says he, as far as I can see.
Zangari is a singer-songwriter from Quincy who plays the stringed instrument the mountain dulcimer. In the latest installment of Sound On, our series about rising local musicians, Amelia Mason tells us about Zangari's distinct, slightly experimental twist on folk music and why it might catch your ear.
A Man is a Man is a quiet song, and I think it's easy to overlook. But we were really drawn to the spare arrangement and its kind of twisty, mesmerizing melody.
As far as I can see.
The lyrics also really stood out. To me, the line, a man is a man is a man, said he, as far as I can see, sounds like someone denying another person's expression of maybe an unconventional gender identity. And Zangari, who uses they-them pronouns, said this was definitely on their mind. But they wanted the song to work on more than one level.
Trans experiences, when they're abstracted or turned into metaphor, are often very appealing to broad audiences, because I think that gender is so easily a stand-in for many other things.
I could be a winged calling bird in flight. I could be a shadow vanished in the night. And then things would be all right. But a man is a man, is a man for life.
Zangari really has a way with metaphor, and I love how they capture that desire that many people feel of wanting to be other than you are. The instrument you're hearing, the mountain dulcimer, is a thin, hollow-bodied instrument from Appalachia with four strings and frets, and you play it on your lap. It was big during the folk revival of the 60s, and probably the most famous player was the Kentucky folk singer Gene Ritchie.
Hangman, hangman, slack up your rope, oh, slack it for a while. I look down yonder and I seen Paul coming, he's walked for a many long mile.
Zangari wasn't raised on folk music, though. Their dad's a jazz pianist, and Zangari would sometimes have a cameo singing at his gigs. But they never played any instruments until college. And at that point, Zangari says they'd just broken up with someone they were dating, and that person was a guitar player. So they lost this relationship and a musical collaborator. So their parents gave them a dulcimer to cheer them up.
They wanted to give me something that was like, it's going to make you feel like you can accompany yourself.
A mountain dulcimer is a very beginner-friendly instrument. It's hard to accidentally play a wrong note. So Zangari found that simplicity freeing.
I had a lot of hang-ups about, like, I can't play an instrument, I'll be bad at it. And I didn't know what it would be to be bad at the dulcimer, because I didn't know what it would be to be good at it. So I was just, like, playing.
Zangari's songs aren't particularly autobiographical. They tend to write songs that are stories, which is actually how a lot of old traditional folk songs are. But Zangari's influences are more varied and sometimes kind of experimental. They'll pull from the writing of the sci-fi author Ursula Le Guin, or sometimes they'll just open up a dictionary to a random page to find inspiration.
And when, like, words are in alphabetical order in the dictionary, there are things that you would never put together in life that are together because of some kind of arbitrary coincidence.
Zangari came up with one song, Sundew, when they were reading about carnivorous plants.
And thinking about something that is beautiful but also dangerous and like is a larger thing that consumes smaller things. The lyrics of the song, like, they kind of move from the very small to the very large and then back to the very small again.
The oil skin, the fisherman, the marrow in the rib.
Like the rain jacket that this person is wearing and then the person and then something inside of them. And then it like expands to like the ocean. There are all of these things in the world. There's so much scale and so many things that are interacting so complexly. And then also there's me and then you and then me and then you.
Zangari has written over 70 songs, but they've only recorded a few EPs and demos over the years. And they've worked alone, recording at home. Now they're finishing up their first studio album, and it'll have other musicians on it. I'm really looking forward to hearing how Zangari expands their solitary world.
For Amelia Mason's full write-up on Lee Zangari, go to WBUR.org.
Public park, the dog that barks, the chamber in its heart, the flying dart, the waiting mark, the throng of bodies at the bar. Could you go slower? Could you get lower? Once there was me, and then you.
Once there.